be sure to join us Thursday night for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. This one will be at the Lee County Farm Bureau offices in Amboy. And this particular meeting gets underway at 7 o'clock on Thursday night. And panelists for this meeting include Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities, Bill Biederman of Allendale, and a member of the staff of L&M Commodities. And Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities is on the phone right now to talk about the markets. Who's going over, Roy?
Roy Plotey will be there, Dave, and looking forward to this. We were just together up at the Sandwich Fair. We had a booth there, and he was just really excited about joining the team out there on the Outlook panels.
And he will have plenty to say, I'm sure, including a look at LDP, Wayne.
You betcha.
This morning, 40 cents. It was 40 cents yesterday, 43 cents last Friday. That's the number one question I get from producers now. What kind of LDP might I have in the next couple of weeks? What do you think?
Well, you know, we were just, I guess we should be happy that the basis is coming in, but we were just a little bit dismayed that we didn't get it to widen out a little bit after the report numbers and the way the market traded yesterday on the lower trade to just stay the same. But as we get things straightened around, every little bit at the Gulf and getting things going a little bit helps that basis level a little bit. So we're probably about as wide as we're going to get for a while here as far as the LDPs go. And we think anywhere from the 35 to 40 cents is a good area if you have the corn harvested to be taking them.
Sure has been dry enough. Corn drying down well around here. A lot of reports of corn in the 16% range, or is it about the same your way?
Well, over here, we can honestly say we've seen very little activity in the corn fields. The combines over here have been rolling the bean fields, Dave, and the moisture's down, and the yields are good in our area in the beans.
Do you think that this bean crop will get bigger than in October?
The bean crop, you know, from what we have heard of the early beans, both in northern Illinois, central Indiana, Kentucky, Arkansas, and around like that, it probably won't shrink, and it probably could gain a half a bushel along the way.
What are downside objectives then for soybeans?
Well, I think, you know, basically we've hit our first target of the 580 that way, and the 560 is probably the next shot down. And I think that there's, if the bean yields continue at the pace of what we've seen so far, 560 is probably in the cards.
Do you think even 550, and then there's some gaps down in the 520 area?
Oh, we hate to think that negatively, Dave, but as we know in this market, a lot of things can happen. But, you know, we're hearing some interest of some Chinese buying now that the Gulf's opening up and a few positive things along the way that way. So we're not going to look that negative as of yet, but always a possibility.
Yesterday, the funds were an estimated 11,100 contracts long. There's lots of talk that over the next week or so, maybe 10 days, the funds might go net short in their soybean futures and options combined. What do you think?
Well, if they do, then those lower levels are very big possibilities, Dave. You know, as we see, like I say, the Chinese business, some other commercials coming in to cover some things at these lower levels, we're just sort of hoping that we won't move that low. But I'll tell you what, you know, the big wild card for our harvest is going to still out there as far as how much the heat affected the beans in some of the very dry areas. And, of course, then down the road, until we see what Brazil is going to plant, is going to be the big characteristic of how low we can go.
And what is your belief regarding that Brazil planting? You got to figure they're going to put something in the ground, if they can at all.
I hope that they don't plant all their acreage and they cut back on their bean acres, but it's rather doubtful they'll cut back as hard as they're projecting.
Government bonds and the dollar rallied today after U.S. trade and producer inflation data showed what is an improved economic picture, as well as some muted price pressures, and that despite those booming oil prices that we saw in the last number of days or so, Wayne. We're seeing the trade deficit to a smaller than expected $57.9 billion in July. The August producer price index rose 0.6% in August. That's below the forecasts for an 0.8% increase. What do you think this does to the marketplace?
Well, all those are positive things. I mean, basically along the way, we're really glad to see that we're not having runaway inflation. And, you know, with the you know, car prices have been taking, you know, pretty good shot down. We've kept food prices pretty well under control. It's the now it's our lumber cost and fuel costs that are going to be the things that are just going to be sort of runaway and will slow the economy down, as taking away some of the disposable income, because it's going to be going in our gas tank rather than other things.
We saw the dollar rally today on this information. Might that provide some downward pressure on the market?
Well, you know, like I say, I don't think a lot. I mean, our dollar's been so cheap along the way that the countries that want to buy some grain when they need it have been well able to afford it. So I don't think it'll hurt the grain markets that much.
Let's go back to the corn pit now. December 208 and a half, down 3. Take it out to next July, 233 and a half, down 2 3/4. I'm seeing some people suggest that the downside objective for Dee's corn is around 195 or thereabouts. What are your thoughts?
Well, actually, I'd heard 191 this morning after I got done reading some of the news wires as far as the downward pressure. We're not quite that bearish. We're thinking more in the around the $2 level for right now. Dave, I think that there's a lot of value out there, and a lot of end users are willing to say they're going to step up to the plate down right close to that $2 mark.
So what are you recommending to producers who are beginning to go out in the fields for harvesting? Seems like most people are saying store the corn for the carry. And in the beans, lots of people are saying perhaps you sell the beans but reown them on paper. What do you think?
Well, I think that basically if you have storage room, it's a wonderful fact and you should be using it, because there is carry. There's some carry in both markets there, and I think along the way. Corn, of course, is basically a no-brainer if you have a bin at home to store it, whether you want to sell it now for delivery out there and lock in just exactly what your carry would be, or whether you want to play the markets, you know, going to be up to you and how much and how you feel about things. But I think that definitely taking a 40-cent LDP, if at all possible, and storing the grain and trying to capture the carry is a no-brainer. And the corn, the beans, along the way, I think that I want to use some options is to protect some things. If I just put them in there, I don't want to be just totally unpriced or no protection to the bottom side.
Thanks much, Wayne. Have a great day.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Wayne back this afternoon on our web special on the Closing Market Report. Remember, you can click in on that at WILL.UIUC.EDU. Click on the left-hand side of the page on AM, the right-hand side of the page on agriculture. Share it with other people that you know that may not know that we are at the moment preempted for the Supreme Court nomination hearings of John G. Roberts. Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today in northern and west central Illinois, a mix of clouds and sunshine with scattered showers and thunderstorms arriving elsewhere, mostly sunny. Highs ranging from 85 in far northwestern Illinois to 93 in some central and southern locations tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Lows ranging from 56 in far northwestern Illinois to 68 in the south, and then tomorrow in northern and west central Illinois becoming mostly sunny, elsewhere a mix of clouds and sunshine with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and highs ranging from 76 to 86 degrees. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.